Hey everybody, it's Lee. I know we're heading into the off season, so we wanted to give a shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, one more time. And again, we have a coupon for $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensearena.com. I always like to remind everybody, I've been using this thing for 6 months and I'm just blown away, not just from the VR aspect of it and the virtual reality side of things, but the ability to give different perspectives of the game, whether I'm playing as a goaltender. And I got to admit, it is really hard, but it has really given me a perspective from that point of hockey, which has made me a better coach and a better ice hockey player. Or the skater modes, which help you work on cognitive skills and other things like heads-up play that you don't normally get to work on in a practice or a game. So I implore you to check it out. It helps us out. It helps them out. Support our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena. Get $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensorina.com. Again, that's Hockey Never Stops. That's the code at hockey.sensorina.com. Check it out. And without further ado, enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey. Hello, hockey skaters and goalies around the world, and welcome back to another edition of The Ride to the Rink. We are joined today by professional hockey player Madison Packer, and we wanted to ask you, Madison, for all the kids listening, what does it take to just be a fantastic teammate?
I think the most important thing is just being a good person, which is obviously a very broad brush, but I think just being someone who's kind, who treats people the way that they want to be treated. We all know what it feels like to be the butt of the joke, and it's not always the most fun. In the locker room, you know, there's a difference between joking around and being a bully. There's a difference between having a laugh and going too far. And I think trying to remember what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that before you follow through and put someone else in a position where they might have their feelings hurt. You know, getting along and having inside jokes and things like that is all part of playing team sports, but there's also a big part of it is inclusivity and making sure that people feel safe in their environment. And when you make the choice to play a team sport, you're choosing to join a family away from your family. And we, you know, in a similar way, we bicker and poke fun at our siblings, but at the end of the day, we love them. I think that that's the most important thing, is recognizing that when you choose to be part of a team, you're choosing to be part of a family that you're going to protect in the same way you would the people that you go home to at night. So making sure that those people feel safe, they feel comfortable, they feel valued in their environment, and knowing that you're a big part, an important role in making them feel that way.
I love that. You know, I wanted to ask you too, real quick. Do you have off the top of your head maybe a great moment with a teammate where you support a teammate, or a teammate supported you, that kind of supports exactly what you're saying? Because I love what you're saying about family. That's so true.
Yeah, I think broad.
Sure.
It's pretty easy to see when someone's maybe having a hard day or someone feels like they're a little bit left out. I've always said that the impact and legacy you leave off the ice is far more important than the one you leave on it. If Wayne Gretzky had been a not good person, we probably wouldn't hear as much about him as we do. There are hundreds and hundreds of phenomenal hockey players who we don't, you know, really commemorate or know because they weren't maybe the greatest teammate. That's just as important as being a good player. And it takes very little effort to reach out and make someone feel included. If you're the star of the team and you get a lot of attention, it's easy to participate in jokes and kind of push people aside, but it goes a long way if you can just take the extra 2 seconds to check in with them or include them at the table that you're sitting at, whatever it might be. It takes more effort to do the wrong thing than it does to do the right one. And I think that you'll find the more you start to do that, the more, you know, recognition you get as a leader, the more opportunities will come your way to be a captain. More teammates will look to you in moments of conflict, which again will build your leadership skills. So it puts you in a position to be successful as you grow and climb the ranks in the sport, is just practicing those leadership skills from a young age. And a big part of leadership is inclusivity. And you don't always have to like each other, but you have to respect and love one another when you're part of a team.
I love that, Madison. And I'll say, like, you know, we always like to give action items to the listener of this show. I think you're saying right there is to recognize these situations and to understand that you do have a choice. You don't have to make the choice of, again, bullying or going with the crowd here, right? You can make the choice to support your teammate. And as you said, to the kids listening, coaches notice this stuff. If you want to be in a leadership position, if you really want to earn a letter one day, this is where it starts, right? Making sure that you said that you're inclusive, that you understand, you see someone when they're down, you're empathetic and you see that behavior, you can step in and make a difference in someone's day. And that goes well beyond hockey.
Yeah, it's problem solving. It's, you know, reading the room, the situation. And I think that that's the biggest thing that you see in youth sports is just the bullying component, the leaving people out. Again, you're having a sleepover, you don't have to invite the whole team, but it's pretty obvious. And we all know the situations where, you know, phones come out in locker rooms or, you know, a kid can't sit at a table or someone, you know, is a little bit different from the rest of us and we maybe don't include them. It just isn't necessary. And it's why, you know, you want to keep playing the game. You need people to play with. And we want to keep as many people in hockey as we can because we want to keep growing the game. We don't want teams to go away and we want to keep providing opportunity for kids to play.
It's awesome stuff, Madison. Well, look, that's going to do it for this edition of the Ride to the Rink. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And for all the kids listening, again, email us team@ourkidsplayhockey.com. If you have a message, we'll forward it to her. But beyond that, just enjoy your time in this game. Take these action items. Take the wisdom of Madison Packer with you on the ice. Again, that's going to do it for this edition of the Ride to the Rink. We'll see you next time. Have a great one, everybody. Skate on.